The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Out of Florida here.
Yeah, no, totally.
More invasive species. Florida has a lot of invasive species.
That's where the python hunts happen, isn't it?
Right. Infestation.
Yeah, those people are crazy.
Burmese pythons. The state actually pays you to go out and hunt them. They've got zebra mussels in the water. They got red swamp crayfish.
You sure those aren't colored horse mussels?
Yeah.
Halo wife.
Which is wife?
The fourth species. As top this list, it's a crab-eating macaque.
What?
Oh, so a monkey eats crab?
Yep.
In Florida?
Yeah.
How many monkeys eat seafood?
Well, this one does.
Macaque
Do they
does.
Fish?
The species relative, the rhesus macaque, is already established in Florida. It carries a deadly strain of herpes that the crab-eating macaque
herpes.
Could become carriers for. Further, the crab-eating macaque are already in the state for biological testing.
Then they let them out?
They eat the good crab, the kind we like.
I think they eat any kind of crab.
Only imitation crab?
Yeah.
K-rab. I had no idea there were that many, like, monkeys were...
Yeah, where are the monkeys
in Florida?
In Florida.
Well, they're
Southern?
All over the place, I think. But, you know, they're not native to Florida. People bring them in. There's a lot of ports of entry.
Now, these aren't chips. These are monkeys, obviously.
Bunch of
right?
tourists.
Yeah.
Little macaques.
85% of all non-native plant species that arrive in the U.S. do so through Florida. Plus, the weather's nice.
Gummy.
Weather's nice in Florida, so, you know, the monkey's not going to hang around here.
No.
Monkey's going to flourish in Florida or somewhere where it's warm.
Now, remember when it gets cold in Florida, below what is normally, and like, don't geckos freeze and just fall out?
It's like iguanas.
Yeah. Iguanas just fall out of the tree.
That's crazy.
Would your macaque freeze?
It just becomes
it did in the Kansas City game.
Yeah, I think they're a little more hardy than the iguanas.
Well, they're warm-blooded. They're mammals. They're not reptiles.
Got it.
So
thank
blood,
you, Todd.
Their blood isn't going to freeze.
Appreciate that. All right.
How many places in the United States have just
how much blood in macaque?
Out? It depends on your excitement level.
Yeah.
Well, if I saw a crab, it'd get pretty,
right.
happy.
Boing.
Yeah. So is this pose any danger to anything that they're eating crab now?
No.
Once again, they're probably just finding things. They're probably finding things they like to eat, right? Because they're not indigenous to that area.
Sure,
oh, there's crab. Let's
they're
try
just
that.
Going to continue to
there's
flourish.
There's no crab in the middle of the jungle. So, yeah, you might as well. Well, I guess it could be crab. There's a crab inland water, like the Amazon, is a crab.
It sucks for them. They don't know how to make Rangoon.
Yeah. Macaque Rangoon.
Yeah. You got crab, name. You a crab Rangoon.
So we'd have to change their name, though, to the crab Rangoon eating macaque.
Macaques.
Yeah.
And then they'd have to figure out how to get that little red dippy sauce that comes with it.
Rangoon.
Because you got to have the little red dippy sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
it's key.
Yep.
It's good, but it's not good for you, but it's good.
No.
Well,
if you've decided to go out for Chinese food,
and you get crab rangoon.
You're skipping on good, you know, what's good.
Oh, my son
for
gets crab rangoon every time we get sushi ahead of time, you know.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. There's a local place that has like a mango sweet and sour sauce. It's very good.
I'm sure it does.
Last time my wife and I went out to get Chinese, I ordered an extra order of crab rangoon, and they're like, you know, some comes with the meal. I'm like, Yeah.
But I want more.
That's like when I order a side of a tequila on the side when I get a margarita. They go, you know, we can make a double. I said, no. I want it this way. Yeah. I want it this way.
Just
man.
Bring me some booze.
Jesus
please.
Christ, I just inherited two chihuahuas and I didn't want. I had no idea they lived that long. Thanks for crushing my soul this morning. That's Jerry. All
You're right. welcome, Jerry.
Yeah, they'll be at your funeral. No, that'd be the turtle. Right.
Florida Wildlife Commission.
The turtle will give a eulogy.
Did issue this statement. Crab-eating macaques are not established in Florida. Monkeys are not native to Florida. Wild populations may have negative effects on native wildlife, ecosystems, and agriculture. If you encounter wild monkeys in Florida, it's important to keep a safe distance and never feed wild monkeys. Pay attention. I know we got a lot of people in Florida who stream this show.
Do they are they more inland Florida? Because I've never seen a monkey on the beach.
Feeding wild monkeys is illegal, and you can report monkey sightings to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
I don't know why I find that so funny. Doesn't it sound like on the beach?
Well, I'm serious. Don't you think they'd be more like inland where there's trees and stuff, as opposed to anywhere like near the beach?
Well, every time I've encountered a monkey, they're not on the beach. But I'm guessing the crab-eating macaques. Got
to
hang out
to be close
beach.
To it. Yeah, the crabs there,
that's
right.
What
that's
what they like
I'm
to
saying.
Eat. Yeah.
The crabs
where
the rangoon's don't at, venture right. into the jungle.
Yeah, yeah.
How many times have you encountered a monkey?
Costa Rica.
Oh, nice. Just in
the wild?
Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was one of them howler monkeys. You could hear him. Oh. And then the little rhesus monkeys.
With Did it sound like a peacock?
Cute little white face.
No, what's a howler monkey sound like?
They just kind of the howler monkeys are really loud.
Let's hear it.
I couldn't do a howler monkey.
You could do a peacock.
I think I've heard them at the zoo.
Yeah.
Are there wild monkeys in the United States aside from these in Florida?
Not indigenous.
I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think monkeys are native to North America at all.
No.
Yeah, that says here in this article.
Riding around the lake.
Maybe southern
around
Mexico.
The lake,
there might be monkeys in there.
Out of the Holy hell. That's scared of hell.
There's monkeys in Mexico, I bet.
You're at the beach and an ape is just in your chair. You're like, damn it.
Just sitting there.
I think
with
it's
you.
His chair now. Yeah.
Kind of hot, man.
Eating all your snacks.
Yeah.
Now, it says here in this article there's other species that they put on the watch list for becoming invasive species. And one of them is, I don't know what this is, the red swamp crayfish. They said it's a lobster-looking creature.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, at least maybe with that one, can we eat them? Like, at least if it's an invasive species that we could then turn into a food source, wouldn't that be better?
You that would be better, right? Yeah,
that's suck the head.
Yeah.
Crawdads.
Please.
I mean, you can't do... I mean, I don't think anybody eats the pythons that they hunt, and I'm... sure that nobody's going to eat the monkeys if they end up having to hunt the monkeys.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah. I don't know if you can eat a monkey. Yeah.
I mean, you probably could, but you probably
if
don't
you
want
can't
to.
Eat a monkey, it better be the a macaque, you know.
But they carry herpes.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah.
Well, don't they eat the monkey brain?
Plus, it's monkey herpes, too, by the way. It's going to be worse.
Dr. Jones?
Yeah.
Don't they sit down to a nice dish of monkey brain?
That's right.
Yeah, but it was a bigger monkey.
Yeah. That was a chimpanzee.
These are little ones.
Yeah.
Bite size?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, bring me up so we can hear what a howler monkey sounds like.
Oh, this is going to be really terrible, isn't it?
Probably.
I'm heading back in the hut after that.
Yeah, I'm done.
That scares the hell out of you right there, man.
That sounds like there was a lot of them.
I'm closing the door of the hut.
Yeah, usually saying, when they make noise, there for a while. There's a pack of them, and they all join in.
Yeah, that sounds scary, man.
Yeah. Although I don't think I'm going to, I'm at least not planning on finding myself anywhere that has howler monkeys anytime soon.
No, I'm not either, you know.
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but.
Your chances are low.
Yeah.
Very low. Right now, very low. Yeah.
You're more likely to run into a pack of peacocks, you know, in your backyard.
No!
There we go.
No, he said a pack of peacocks.
So Hollaback Girl was a diss track on Courtney Love. Didn't know that. I hate the song anyway.
Got her.
I don't care. Yeah. Yeah, you got her. No, Courtney Love. Yes, I don't know that story, but. Did you know the song Hollaback Girl? We're talking about Gwen Stefani earlier because No Doubt's getting back together. And we see Hollaback Girl is like one of the worst songs ever written or recorded.
Right. Courtney Love is just fuming when Gwen Stefani's like, eat bananas. Oh, damn. Am I going to recover from that?
Oh, yeah. So, didn't know that. Casey, thank you for that. Did not know that. There's a lot of this happening now, I've noticed, with the guys that is people are freaking out that the 90s were not yesterday.
When they're realizing the 90s was 25 years ago?
When it comes to music, every generation goes through it.
Well, 1999 was 25 years ago.
Yes, it was.
Thank you.
Good
think
one.
About that.
It was the last year of
think
the decade.
About that. Right. 1999 was 25 years ago. Right. But like music that came out in the 90s, even the early 2000s, people think is yesterday. But that's not new. So if you're figuring that out now and you're that generation, remember that happens to every generation. You go, oh my God, that song's 30 years old.
Wait a minute.
It is weird to hear the Chili Peppers on classic rock radio.
But here's the deal: what you got to get used to is that since the Beatles, rock and roll changed everything. And Todd and I've talked about this before. You got to remember that. We didn't listen to Scott Joplin.
Right. We weren't listening to 50-year-old music because it didn't hold up.
It didn't hold up. But 50 and 60-year-old music holds up now.
It does.
And everything's based off those songs anyway. So when you bitch about classic rock playing those things, our brothers in rock, we like to call them. it's still good. It's still good stuff, man. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm not complaining about it playing.
I know you're not.
It's just odd. You're like... You know, usually hear Steppenwolf or Led Zeppelin, then all of a sudden they throw like the Stone Temple Pilots. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's, you know,
but it's 30,
more than 25
30 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 years ago, right?
So you said 1999 was 25 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means I got to, that reminds me, I got to avoid another class reunion this summer.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, you got four people you graduated with. Isn't it like a class lunch? With six people?
The last one I saw the photo of, it was six people showed up.
Yeah, two booths at a restaurant?
Now, that's 20% of the class at six people.
Yeah, mine is whatever mine would be this year, and I'm avoiding that, like, to play because it's election year. And I know a lot of really dumb people.
Many more reasons to avoid class reunions than that. Yeah. So,
what if they put up a scaffolding and you could go redeem yourself and climb to the top and get back down?
Surprisingly, you guys have made much a bigger deal out of that than any of my classmates who actually saw it.
Because they felt sorry for you?
I guess.
You didn't pick on that kid enough, that kind of bit?
They saw my ankles bend in angles that are not natural and went, oh, God, is he okay?
Like, oh, no, I hope he can still make the chicken.
I could.
This is a sympathetic crowd when it comes to injuries.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, not at all. No, not at all. Bodily harm is something to be mocked.
You could whip up the class a little chili and roasted chicken.
There you go.
I wasn't really making the chili at that point.
Treat everybody.
They'd probably want
some cornbread.
You're
the most famous person in your class, man.
Maybe. I don't know.
You are. Who else is more famous than would you graduate? 30 people?
30, 35, something like that.
Melissa High School, so I'm taking it that was one of the nines you graduated, right?
Yeah.
All right. So
when you go to the Villisca Wikipedia page, are you listed as a famous resident?
I don't know. I guess
no.
I
it's just
check.
It's just lists the seven kids that were murdered in their sleep.
Right.
That's right. That's those are the only celebrities that come out of that town.
No, I'm not.
Where they were
the back of the
murdered.
Hatchet too. It was the back of the hatchet.
Oh, it's even worse.
I know.
Not listed as a notable person. Some dude who's an Iowa legislator, and he was, and it also a suspect in the Axe murder. And then a guy who, Randy Weaver, who was Ruby
we
Ridge.
Know Randy.
Oh, that guy.
Randy Weaver's from your place?
Really?
I guess. But he was born there. He was born there. Probably moved really quick.
So both the people, well, I'm going to piss off the Randy Weavers out there, but both of them are pretty radical. You're just a dick joke telling morning guy hanging out on a popular radio show. You should be a notable Villisca resident.
Yeah, apparently.
Is that Wikipedia? Yeah. Can you still change it yourself?
Oh, yeah, I think you have
probably... change that, man. Change
you got to, like, register and...
I know, I know.
You just need to get in one government shootout. Yeah. You'll
that's
get that
all
list.
It takes.
Let me
see what I can do about that.
Am I still listed on the Rugby North Dakota Wikipedia page? I believe I was at one time. Because they lack famous residents there.
Yeah, I was listening to my high school one for a little bit.
They
it's there, and then it's off again.
They got to dig pretty deep.
Oh, yes. Todd Boogie Brandt, radio personality with the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. First one on the list.
Did it say, was that Wikipedia?
Yeah, it does
one
say.
One of our fans went in there and called, if they called him Boogie.
Yeah. Yep.
Todd actually says Boogie.
It says Todd Boogie Brandt.
Wow. Unfortunately, Nick's from a really big city. Omaha, so you're not going to be on that list for sure, you know.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers, I don't know, Henry Fonda, Brando.
Gerald Ford was born here.
Yeah. Well,
Malcolm X.
Yeah, Malcolm X.
They both took off quickly.
One on their own volition.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are still alive that are famous people from Omaha.
Omaha's got a lot of famous people.
Gabrielle Union.
Put Nick Allen on that.
Adam Devine.
Adam Devine's in there.
I don't want to go see Nick Allen. He's too liberal.
That small venue.
Yeah.
He hates America.
He talks about his gay dad.
Right.
His gay dad's really weird. All right. Yeah, that's basically what she said about Nick. Read that.
I got too graphic with that because I was trying to fix a car. And I'm like, I'm not good with cars. And my daughter's like, well, your dad's gay. And I'm like, exactly. And I'm like, Dad, like, ugh. And they're like, oh, yeah, so that's enough.
Oh, you did that?
Yeah.
You put your tongue in your cheek?
Yeah.
In front of your daughter?
And my son. Yeah,
well, she's
like,
old enough.
Not,
they're old enough. They know what oral sex is about. Sorry, right. Man.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.